But the birds carry these seeds and take them into the woodlands around, and now the country is getting plastered with, in the woodlands are growing through these. But the thing that I noticed on mine were put out in 1950, and they're pretty good size now, and 2 years ago, I have a patch right, a row of them right back of the house on the, I put them alongside of a windbreak that I planted in 19, pine windbreak. And I noticed in the winter of 1954, I believe it was, in January, I counted 25 robins in my orchard. And I watched, observed them a little, and they were feeding on those berries on those Malaflower roses.
Hmm.
And they stayed around practically all winter. They just didn't go away.
Huh.
They make a nice windbreak, and all but to a hog can will eventually work their way through them at the bottom, unless you run a woven wire along at the bottom. But a hog is something that can stand a lot of roughness, and they'll rub them and work their way through them.
Wear them through.
But they will turn cattle and other livestock. And you can't get across them. If you want to get through them, well, you better drown, because if you get through them, you'll be scratched so bad that you'll be bleeding one end to the other.
Yeah. Well, what do you call your good dishes?
Me? I don't have nothing to do with dishes.
Yeah. Well, what's your wife call them, I should say?
Just her. I don't think she... You call the china, Kathy? Huh? Come out here.
Well, I just wonder what you call a large, the tin vessel that you use for water to milk. Of course, in this modern day and age, I don't suppose you carry
that milk. Isn't, you had the milk pails when you was milking cows in olden days. You carried. I can remember them setting cream in crocks to sour to make butter.
Hello.
Grandma, do you remember what they used to call what their vessels they kept milk in when?
Maybe if you'd be willing, maybe we'd be able to let you just sit down here and talk about some of the things that are in the house.
This is.
Are you a?
This is Mr. He's from the. You say Ohio University?
No, I'm from Indiana University.
Indiana University. Yeah. He's trying to get an idea on old sayings on farming. I ought to get him the Prairie Farmer and read it to him.
John Turner.
Yeah.
Better than I could.
Are you a lifelong resident of this county?
No, she's from Bluffton, Indiana. That's my wife's mother, Mrs. And,
are you recording all that?
Yes, we're getting a record of it. It saves my memory trying to remember just which expression he used for different part of the barn.
Well, I never was on the farm just a whole lot, so I've been calling him Paul quite a while.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about the farm.
They lived at Bluffton, Indiana. My wife was from Bluffton, Indiana. She'd never been on the farm overnight until she was married, so got to bring her out here and tell her about the farm.
Yeah. Maybe she learned
something. I guess she has.
Well, what would your wife use for, what term would she use for the vessel she carries water in to scrub the floor or something?
Well, she has her mop kettle. That's about what she'd come to. Mop bucket.
Uh-huh.
Curse your old